So let's just, paint a picture for a second. Imagine you've just spent a ton of money to keep your company's network secure. You're relying on a big vendor, right? And then, weeks after this huge OS finally hits its end-of-life date, the very first paid security patch you've been waiting for, it just fails. It won't install anywhere.
Yeah, that's a nightmare scenario. I mean, it was this perfect storm of a critical deadline and an immediate widespread technical failure. It's the last thing anyone who paid for that service wanted to see.
Exactly. So today we are diving deep into that messy, complicated transition for Windows 10 after it went end of support. And this isn't just about a buggy patch. This is about the security crisis it created for millions and the emergency fix Microsoft had to scramble to get their own paid program working.
Right. Our mission here is really to unpack the Windows 10 Extended Security Update Program, the ESU. We need to figure out why that first rollout in November failed so badly, get into the technicals of the emergency patch, that's KB5072653, and then look at what this all means for any business that's, still relying on that life raft.
Okay, let's set the stage. The date that really kicked all of this off was October 14th, 2025. That was it. That was the day Windows 10 officially hit end of support.
And that means no more free security updates, no new features, nothing. From that day on, if you're still on Windows 10, you are either taking a huge risk
Cool.
or you have to pay up.
And this is where that ESU program comes in. It's supposed to be this bridge for everyone who just isn't ready or can't move to Windows 11
Yep,
yet.
it is. It's a necessary bridge, but it's a toll bridge. And it's designed to protect you from the worst of the new threats, but getting access to it is, well, it's structured in a very interesting way.
Fascinating is one word for it. Because the way Microsoft set it up for regular consumers versus big companies is just, it's worlds apart. So if you're just a home user, you had three ways to get another year of security. The first was simple: pay $30.
Straightforward enough.
Yeah.
But then you get the other two options, which are a bit unconventional. You could use 1,000 of your Microsoft reward points, so your security becomes a kind of loyalty prize.
Or, and I find this one the most interesting, you could get it by syncing your Windows settings to your Microsoft account.
Exactly.
Hold on, I have to stop there. Security is a loyalty prize. Or in exchange for my data configuration. What is that strategy telling us?
It says a lot about Microsoft's consumer side priorities. I mean, the $30 makes it accessible.
Yeah.
But by offering these other routes, they're basically covering the cost themselves in exchange for getting you deeper into their
They
ecosystem.
want that data.
They want the active Microsoft accounts, they want the configuration data tied to them. It keeps you locked into their cloud services, even if you're on an old machine.
Suddenly, that 30 bucks seems like the simplest path. But then you flip over to the enterprise side, and wow, the complexity just explodes. We're not talking about reward points here.
No, not at all. For businesses, the pricing is incredibly steep. It can be up to $427 per device for a 3-year license.
$427 per computer. Imagine scaling that across a company.
It's a massive expense, and that huge price difference really shows you what's at stake. Enterprises pay that premium because they have to have reliability. They need that protection for compliance, for everything, which of course just makes what happened next so much worse.
Which brings us right to the crisis. November's Patch Tuesday rolls around. The very first paid ESU update is released, and it immediately hits a brick
A
wall.
huge wall. All these companies and users who had just paid that premium for peace of mind, they start reporting installation failures just everywhere.
So what was the actual problem? What were people seeing?
Well, it was twofold. For some, the update just never even showed up. Windows Update acted like it didn't exist. But for those who did see it and tried to install it, they got hit with this critical error code, 0x800A0922.
That does not look like a friendly error code. If you're an admin who just signed off on that massive expense, what is that string of numbers telling you?
It translates to CBSI installers failed, which is key. It means the problem wasn't with the security update itself. The payload was fine. The failure was happening before that. It was a systemic issue with like licensing or preparation.
So the system didn't know it was allowed to install the patch it was looking at.
That's a great way to put it. The component-based servicing system couldn't start the install because the software handshake to confirm the ESU license was failing. They had the ticket to get in, but the person checking tickets at the door didn't recognize it.
So they bought the fire insurance, but when the fire truck showed up, the fire hydrant was locked. The people who did everything right were left totally exposed.
Precisely. And that, as you can imagine, triggered a very fast response from Microsoft.
I would hope so.
They rushed out this fix, KB5072653. They called it the Extended Security Updates Licensing Preparation Package, and they released it on November 17th, completely outside the normal schedule, which really tells you how serious this was.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics. This KB5372653.
All right.
It's not the actual security patch, right? It's a prerequisite. What is it doing under the hood?
It's a licensing validation component. That's the heart of it. It goes into the Windows 10 servicing stack and essentially teaches it how to correctly recognize and apply that ESU license. It's updating the part of the OS that handles the cryptographic checks for paid content.
So it's fixing the ticket checker at the door.
Exactly. It clears the path so the license check succeeds before the actual security update even tries to install.
That makes a lot more sense now. So for an admin, or, you know, power user trying to fix this, what are the requirements to even get this prep patch installed?
And these are absolutely non-negotiable. First, the device has to be on Windows 10 version 22H2. That's the final version. Yeah. And second, and this is crucial, it must already have the October 2025 cumulative update installed. That's KB5066791. If you miss either of those, this prep patch will just fail for different reasons.
So let's walk through it. I'm an admin. My machines are all throwing that 0x error. What are my exact steps?
First, you verify those two prerequisites, 22H2 and the October update. Then you have to get KB5072653. You might need to manually search for it in the Microsoft Update catalog.
Install it. And then what?
Then you have to restart the computer. That's mandatory. It finalizes those licensing changes. And only after that reboot can you go back to Windows Update. And the real November security patch, which is KB5068781, should now download and install without a problem.
Okay, so that fixed the immediate problem. But the headache wasn't over, was it?
Well,
especially not for the big companies.
No, not at all. The problem just shifted. It went from a deployment failure to a reporting failure. Now the admins couldn't get a clear picture of what was happening.
Their management tools were failing them.
Their core management tools, yes. We're talking about Windows Server Update Services, WSUS, which is what they use to manage and distribute patches internally.
Yeah, SCCM, right, the big one.
And System Center Configuration Manager, or SCCM, that's the tool that gives them inventory, deployment status, compliance reports, all of it. And it was basically flying blind.
So even if a machine was successfully patched,
correct,
the central dashboard in SCCM couldn't confirm it.
Exactly. The systems weren't correctly identifying these devices as being enrolled in the ESU program. The metadata that SCCM and WSUS need to verify compliance was just wrong or missing after that rushed rollout.
That sounds like a compliance nightmare. How do you prove to an auditor that your network is secure if your main tool can't even tell you?
You can't, or at least not easily. It forces you into doing manual checks, which is just impossibly time-consuming and expensive. It completely undermines the entire reason they paid for ESU to begin with, which was supposed to be for seamless, verifiable security.
Did Microsoft acknowledge this second part of the problem?
They did, yes. They promised to release an updated scan cab file. This file contains all that revised metadata, and its whole purpose is to teach WSUS and SCCM how to properly identify these ESU devices and report their status accurately.
So if we pull back and look at the bigger picture here, what does this whole mess teach us about managing tech that's, well, past its prime?
It shows that when an operating system goes beyond its normal support lifecycle, the complexity just skyrockets. You're not just getting normal patches anymore. You're paying for this fragile custom extension that's just more prone to breaking in ways that a fully supported OS isn't.
And it really erodes trust, doesn't it? I mean, why would you pay a premium for a service that falls over at the very first step?
It does. Though, to be fair, the fact that they pushed out KB5072653 so quickly out of band shows they knew how critical this was. They couldn't let their biggest enterprise customers stay vulnerable.
True. But it also highlights something for anyone in IT, right?
Oh, absolutely. The big takeaway here is that if you're going to enter this ESU era, your patch management and monitoring have to be top-notch. You need to be able to see exactly what's happening on your endpoints because you can't assume these new delivery mechanisms will just work perfectly.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our deep dive. Let's just quickly recap the key things you need to remember. The big date was October 14th, 2025, when Windows 10 support ended.
The crisis was triggered by that licensing error. 0x800S00922.
And the essential fix, the prerequisite that unlocked everything else, was the preparation package, KB5072653.
And with that, I'll leave you with a final thought to mull over. Given all this complexity, the initial failures, the specialized fixes needed for enterprise tools like SCCM, you really have to ask, Does the high cost and the technical risk of extending an OS's life, does it ultimately outweigh the effort of just migrating on time to something newer and fully supported, like Windows 11? Is buying yourself a little more time really worth the administrative fragility that comes with it?